A new survey indicates that many chief financial officers in colleges and universities across the country lack confidence in the sustainability of their institution's business model over the next decade. The survey, taken by Inside Higher Ed and Gallup, also says the majority of the business officers believe the media report suggesting that higher education is in the midst of a financial crisis are correct. However, when it comes to specific ways to balance their budgets, the CFOs are wary of several ideas that could agitate key campus groups. Do they have any plans to have senior faculty teach more undergraduates? Revise tenure policies? Promote early retirement for administrators and staff? Outsource more academic programs? Or cut funding for intercollegiate athletics? A quarter or fewer of the CFOs said they plan to try some of those tactics. In a recent appearance before the Kansas Board of Regents, the president of Kansas State University talked about some of the implications of the survey. And Dr. Kirk Schultz said he was concerned about some of the thoughts and confidence levels of the group.
And there's some important things that we can take out of that I think talk about the future of where finances are going in public higher education.
Now, when we say chief financial officer, you're the head of the university.
Right. So Cindy Bontrager is our chief financial officer, and her title is vice president for administration and finance and chief financial officer. So it's going to be the head money person at each institution. And I want to separate that out, and that's a great question. It wasn't the presidents or chancellors of the universities that were interviewed. It was the person that has the day-to-day financial responsibilities for the institutions.
Do you agree with these chief financial officers about the sustainability of the university, about a confidence for the future or a lack of confidence for the future?
Yeah, I thought there was a couple things that were really critical. One was a lack of confidence about the current funding model, and we mean that in a generic sense. How can the universities continue to do the things that they would like to do and aspire to do with the resources that are available? And if we look, there was certainly a lack of confidence that people felt, not just in a year or two, but saying and mapping out 10 years and looking at trends. I thought that was particularly important. But I think one of the most critical things that they asked was, so within an institution, what is the chief financial officer's comfort level with people understanding fiscal reality? And basically, senior officers, it was sort of like 80, 85%, I don't remember the numbers, but very, very high. Trustees, very, very high. But faculty and staff, extremely low. And so down in the 20%. And I think what that says is that the senior administrators at many, many places have not done a good job of, one, articulating what our future finances are going to look like in public higher education, but more importantly, involving and engaging faculty and staff at public higher education institutions in our financial future. So it doesn't become the administration just making choices. It's how are the faculty and staff involved and engaged in making those strategic choices. And that's, in my mind, something that was very apparent from this report that we all need to be working on much, much harder.
Do you think the trustees in Kansas, the Board of Regents, have the same vision you do? Do they see the same things that these chief financial officers see?
I actually summarized this report for the Board of Regents at the Regents Retreat in August, because I felt, and I spent two or three slides where they asked and said, what is the future, what does Kansas State University budget look like in 10 years? And instead of me just giving a whole bunch of numbers, I went through several highlights of this report to illustrate that while people may think they see what's happening, if we really map out over 10 years, are we making the steps we need to now to be involved and engaged with our constituent base in an effective way? And the Regents said, we're not sure. So I think it's up to, incumbent upon the presidents in the state of Kansas to be working with the regents and spending some time on this report so they see the same things that other places are seeing.
What does this report, I guess, reflect as far as state legislative bodies who give money to the universities?
Well, if I map out at Kansas State where I think we're going to go in 10 years, for example, and this directly relates to this, and you just look at a 5 or 6 year graph of where we've been, it's clear that in 10 years we're going to be essentially quasi-private institution that derives the large percentage of its income from student tuition and fees and from private philanthropy, and that the state amount, the state buy-in, will continue to drop, and the state general fund dollars to higher education will continue to drop. And so those two things, I think, is very hard to argue with, not from a policy point of view, but if you just simply look at the numbers. And that's what I shared with the regents. The reality is we're not getting more money from the state. And if you're not going to get more money from the state, we still need to pay our faculty and staff more competitive salaries. We need to build buildings. You know, we got to do all these things. So the question is, how do you do those things well? And my point back to our regents is that while they may not like to talk about tuition increases, we need to acknowledge that tuition is going to drive what the universities are able to do. And I think it's sticking your head in the sand to deny that.
As we look at the upcoming legislative session, do you have any optimism that we will get some extra money, that they will see it your way?
I think at best we'll be flat. And I think in an election year, we're going to hear a lot about higher education over the next 3 or 4 months. But my experience has been that we need to see whether our incumbent governor wins re-election or his opponent wins election to the governorship. I think once that person's in there, we'll have a better sense of their priorities for education funding and higher education funding. And so I think we're looking at probably another flat legislative session for general fund, and at best, perhaps a few dollars for a particular project like a new geosciences building or something like that, not a general fund increase that we could apply towards salaries and other needs that really aren't met with our current state obligations.
So it's back to raising tuition.
Yes, it is.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.